This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. American troops are headed to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. That announcement came Friday from the Pentagon. The deployment is in response to last week's attacks on Saudi oil facilities. Mark Esper is the Secretary of Defense.
In response to the kingdom's request, the president has approved the deployment of U.S. forces, which will be defensive in nature and primarily focused on air and missile defense. We will also work to accelerate the delivery of military equipment to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia and the UAE to enhance their ability to defend themselves.
The United States is placing blame for last week's attack squarely on Iran. Secretary Esper said that the attack represents a dramatic escalation of Iranian aggression. Tehran denies that they were behind the attack. AP correspondent Matt Small reports the Trump administration is in a showdown with Congress over access to a whistleblower's reported complaint about incidents, including a private conversation between President Trump and a foreign leader.
The government's intelligence watchdog calls the blocked complaint both serious and urgent. And while the Trump administration is keeping Congress from even learning what exactly the whistleblower is alleging, both the Washington Post and the New York Times report that at least part of it involves Ukraine.
That is AP's Matt Small reporting. President Trump urged the new leader of Ukraine this summer to investigate the son of former Vice President Joe Biden. A person familiar with the matter said on Friday Democrats condemned what they saw as a clear effort to damage a political rival. Now at the heart of an explosive whistleblower complaint against Trump, Trump defended himself Friday against the intelligence officials' complaint, angrily declaring them it came from a partisan whistleblower, although he said that he didn't know exactly who it was. This is VOA News. Rallies and demonstrations to demand action on climate change took place around the world Friday. The rallies were inspired by 16-year-old Swedish activist Greta Thunberg. Her weekly protest began last year in front of the Swedish parliament and became a global movement. She was in New York Friday.
We are doing this to wake the leaders up. We are doing this to get them to act. We deserve a safe future.
It's estimated that approximately 4 million people took part in demonstrations worldwide. In a report released Friday, Hong Kong police are being accused of torture by Amnesty International. Michelle Hennessy has that story.
Amnesty said retaliatory acts included one instance of shining lasers into the eyes of detainees, a tactic used by many protesters on the streets against the police. Responding to the report, Hong Kong police say they have respected the privacy, dignity, and rights of those in custody, and have used the minimum force necessary. Over the summer, demonstrators have lit fires across the city. They stormed and ransacked the Legislative Council and have thrown petrol bombs at police. Police have responded with tear gas, water cannons, and fired off live rounds into the air.
That is Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reporting. President Trump renewed threats to release captured Islamic State fighters on Europe's doorstep if countries there continue to refuse to take back all of their foreign fighters. He said that he is continuing with plans to draw down forces in Syria, and that was time for other countries to step up as well. Mr. Trump made those statements on Friday at the White House during a meeting with Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison.
And now we have thousands of prisoners of war, ISIS fighters that are prisoners of war, and we're asking the countries from which they came, Scott, from Europe, we're asking them to take back these prisoners of war, and they can try them, do what they want. So far, they've refused, and at some point, I'm going to have to say, I'm sorry, but you either take them back or we're going to let them go at your border.
And according to the latest U.S. estimates, there are still holding more than 2,000 foreign fighters in northeastern Syria, and again, the president said that he is continuing with plans to draw down forces in Syria, saying the U.S. had done the world a big favor by eliminating the terror group's self-declared caliphate and that it was time for other countries to step up. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.